Hey, beautiful. Self-love has become a buzzword. What does it really mean? How does one practically practice it? Seven visionaries shall share what self-love means to them today. You are listening to the Africana Woman podcast. I'm your host, Chulu. Every week, I ask an Africana woman to invite us into her home to give us a snapshot into what happens behind her closed doors. I hope you will join me on this journey of discovery, revelation, and self-awareness. I'm not going to lie, it may become uncomfortable sometimes. However, I encourage you to push past your unease and challenge yourself to think differently. The simple act of expanding yourself to receive the unknown may be transformational for you. How are you today, my love? I hope you have had a fantastic week. Well, being the entrepreneur that you are, I know there was a hiccup or two this week, but you got this. Don't let it get you down. Today, the episode is going to flow a little differently because we are going big, like big. Usually we spotlight one queen. However, today we decided to feature seven Africana woman visionaries. They will be sharing with you what self-love means to them. But first, I wanted you to be the first to hear what the upgrades will be on the podcast. So on a sad note, Africana Woman with Chulu podcast is parting ways with Olendo Creative Media, and they have been our partner from the word go. They were the ones who understood my vision and made it a reality. I remember having an initial meeting with them, and it was over the phone, guys. And I said to them, I want a podcast with an African vibe. Friend, they took that brief as it was, and produced breathtaking visuals, and they made an actual podcast. Because let's keep it real, I did not know what I was doing. Come on. I was like, wow. So this is really happening. They also helped me to rebrand the AfrikanaWoman.com website. So obviously you have to go and visit it. It is stunning. I am so grateful to them for getting the podcast over the 1 year line. Sadly, we must part ways now, and I am wishing them all the best in their future projects. So it's a new dawn. It's a new year, new editors. I figure we need a new format. The first thing that I want to do is have you, the audience, on the podcast. Yes, this is how it works. I have set up an Africana Woman WhatsApp number. You can send voice notes to the number and tell us what you think of the podcast. You can give us suggestions of what we should be talking about or which guests to feature. And, you know, if you just listened to an episode and it really touched you and made you think differently, then let us know. We want to hear this, okay? So I think that we can co-create the podcast, and the WhatsApp line is your way of contributing. Every week, we'll select a voice note from the audience and we'll play it in the episode. I am so excited about this. But before I forget, this is the number. Imagine, I'm talking about a WhatsApp line and I haven't given you the number yet. So the number is +260 978 470 395. If you missed it, rewind, perfect. Or you can find the number in the show notes, okay? The second addition to the podcast is a segment called Marketeers. Yes, like in the market. I know that every African woman is an entrepreneur, just on different scales. So it could be from micro, small, medium to large enterprises. But I have also noticed that many women are lacking in marketing skills, which can break a business. If you don't have clients, then you don't have a business in it. Now, I love marketing. I think about it all the time and practice it every day. Therefore, in the marketeers segment, I shall be giving quick tips on how you can improve your marketing so as you can grow a loyal customer base. So it's going to be very quick and fast, but it's something that you can go and apply straight away to your business. And I am very sure that it will make a difference in your business. The next thing I will be doing is giving book recommendations. Now, guys, if you know me, I am a total bookworm. I love books. Always have. And if you don't already know this, we just launched the Africana Women Visionaries Book Club. It is so interesting. The women in there are phenomenal. So something I've noticed is that, you know, there's a number of women who used to read a lot and then life happened. So it's babies, careers, projects, etc., whatever. So basically over time, they just did not have the time to read, but now they want to get back into, you know, that regular habit of reading. The book club is great for that. It is a judgment-free zone. Everyone is so encouraging, and it's a nice way to just ease yourself back into reading. Because I won't lie, I'm one of those people. I used to read so much, and then life happened, and then I just decided, you know what? I need to get back into reading. It's so important just for myself to relax and just go into a different world. And I must warn you guys that when I read or watch a movie or anything like that, like, I totally get engrossed in it as if it's a real thing. So when I'm talking about it, I'm like super passionate about it. Like, why is she doing this? I'm a mess. I know. It's okay. But if you want to join the group, if you want to join the book club, please let us know and we'll get you set up. That was a total digression. Back to what we're adding to the podcast. Every week I shall give you a book recommendation, and my hope is that most of the book recommendations will be of an African female author. Like, how amazing is that? In fact, you can send a voice note with your own recommendation of a book that you've read, and we will add it to the show. The final change, which is, it's not really a change, we're just calling it something. So we will still have awesome interviews with African women from across the world, but we're now calling that segment, the interviews itself, A Taste of Culture. This is a full circle moment for me. If you know how the podcast started, you will know I originally used to interview women on Instagram, and on Instagram, the show was called A Taste of Culture. Therefore, naming this segment, the interview section, A Taste of Culture, just seemed so fitting. May I also remind you that we believe that every woman has a story to tell. Every African woman can be a guest on this show. Sis, you can be a guest on the show. If you ever want to be a guest, there is a form in the show notes. Just go click it, fill it out, and we'll get the ball rolling. Or if you know somebody, you can nominate somebody to be a guest on the show. And again, there's a form, there's a link in the show notes, so please do that. Or guess what? You can send a voice note. So send a 1-minute voice note explaining your story, and let's make magic together. That pretty much covers the changes you will hear on the podcast. I'm excited. I hope you are excited. Let us know what you think. Your thoughts and feedback are important to us. Now, as you know, Africana Woman partnered with Kamanga Wear to create a self-love campaign called Sombo Makeover. There were 11 runners-up selected, women who are in various sectors from farming, corporate, craft artisans to non-for-profit organizations. Listen, there are women that are doing just big things, phenomenal things out there. We enjoyed meeting them and learning more about what makes them tick. And some of the ladies, some of the runners up, shared with us what self-love means to them and what their favorite thing is about Africana Woman and Kamanga Wear. You will hear from Agnes Tambulukani, Dembi Grace, Chisanga Kashoki, Takushana, Asta Marie Lombwe, Chipema Chinyama, and Mainza Chibuye. To learn more about each of them, all you have to do is visit the Kamanga Wear Instagram page. There's a profile, a beautiful picture of them, and you know, links to their businesses, their projects. There's just so much information about what they're doing. So please go to the Kamanga Wear Instagram page and you can find out more about them. They are so talented and fascinating women. So I don't want to take much more of your time. Please enjoy the tips about self-love.
Hi, my name is Agnes Tambulukani and I'm here at Sombo Makeover. I'd like to thank Kamanga Wear for the nice head wrap and Africana Woman for this wonderful experience. I'm enjoying myself. I feel so amazing as an African queen. I'm embracing who I am. I'm embracing my complexion, my natural hair, my African print. I love this experience. Thank you.
Hi, my full name is Dembele Grace Hamainda, but you can call me Dembi Grace. So self-love starts with yourself. It's important that you love yourself. Nobody's going to love you like you. Yeah, so you love yourself, then you're able to share this love with everybody out there.
Hi, my name is Chisanga Marie Kashoki. I'm really excited to be here at Kamanga Wear, an Africana woman. Self-love for me is really important because it took me years to find out what is really important in loving myself. And the number one thing I do is making time for myself and taking care of me.
Self-love is all about you, honey. You gotta love yourself from the inside out and glow because the world is waiting for you.
My name is Asta Marie Lungwe. Basically, what I feel about self-love is no one owes you your happiness. Love yourself and, yeah, love yourself. Self-love yourself.
Hi, my name is Chipema Chinyama. Self-love to me is understanding that no one is responsible for your happiness and you owe it to yourself to be happy, and also giving back to other people so that you can reflect off of their joy and their happiness and appreciate that for yourself and for them as well.
Hello, my name is Mainza Chibuye. Ladies, I'm calling out to you. You need to love yourself. You need to go all out for yourself. No one else will love you the way you love yourself.
I just love it. wasn't that so good? Here's something that is very clear. Well, it's actually three things. So the first thing, self-love is unique to you. The way that I do self-love is very different from the way that you do it. Therefore, there is no reason to compare yourself to others. The second thing, your expression of self-love does not have to cost money. It could be as simple as creating boundaries that protect your peace and your wallet. Yes, I said it. The third thing, the more you practice self-love, the more you know your worth, which then leads to a more fulfilled life. Quite simple, isn't it? So don't forget to take time out for yourself. Don't feel guilty about filling up your self-love cup. It is good for you. Now, to connect with all the women you heard today, please visit the Africana Woman or Kamanga Wear pages on social media. It's quite simple, at Africana Woman and at Kamanga Wear. You will find their profiles and links to their pages and ventures, and let them know you heard them on the Africana Woman podcast. You know what I say, give people their roses while they're still here. Thank you so much for being a listener. I appreciate you so much. But guys, make sure that you are subscribing, make sure that you are rating and reviewing the show, and you can rate and review the show on Apple Podcast. Okay, now we want more women to hear the stories we share here, and we need your help to do this. Please share the podcast with a friend. In fact, show them how to use podcasts, because not everybody knows, you know? And the more you tell people, the more people can benefit from the pearls of wisdom dropped here. I am very easy to find. My playground is Instagram, and I'm at Chulu by Design. Just say hi. I will just be so excited to hear from you. But sweetheart, until next week, remember, know your roots, grow your purpose.